Nigel Parker. I work at Microsoft in Auckland, and I'm responsible for Windows apps. And I'm here with Ben Gracewood, who's the practice manager at Marker Metro. And all they do is Windows apps.
That's all we do. Yeah. Hey, Nigel, it's good to be here. How's things?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
So you guys got a lot of exposure in the keynote. I saw a few pieces of your work come up there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've done a bunch of apps for top New Zealand companies, so it's sort of hard not to get the exposure. And I think the keynote was amazing, and I think the message was, I mean, it's kind of funny in my mind, the message should have been, man, it's really hard to write Windows 8 apps, so I don't want everyone doing it competing. But the truth is, it's really easy and really, really fun, and that was the message that came across, which is really
fun. You must have been really proud seeing the Plunkett and New Zealand Herald work up on the big screen and
Absolutely.
The developer video.
Yeah, definitely. And to see stuff you've written yourself be up on that big screen is very cool. Yeah.
And you've just come out of a session. So what session did you do?
So me and Ian Randall. So myself and Ian Randall from Marker Metro as well, we presented a session on kind of absolute beginner's guide to Windows 8. So for guys for developers that have been building apps before, or building, sorry, C#, any sort of code before, it was kind of how do you get started with Windows 8 dev? And we covered two parts. One was the design and then the development. Because especially, I think, for me as well, in the history I've had with Windows 8, is it's very easy to jump straight in and start coding C# because it's stuff you know and you can just bang away and put stuff out there. But taking a step back and looking at the design principles, and there's a bunch of rules in there. And what I said was the Metro design language, you know, it's building Windows 8 apps, but the design language we use is Metro, is to me a little bit like the craftsman's toolkit. So, you know, a craftsman might build a very custom set of drawers or a custom sideboard, but behind the scenes there'll be dovetail joins. And everyone uses the same dovetail joins, and they do it the same way because it works really, really well. And that's what the message I gave was, use the grid, use the font ramp, use Segwo font, you know, use these principles, you know, fast and fluid and you know, alive with motion, that sort of stuff, as the rules, and then take that and build on top of it your custom app. And, cool. and that's where you get a really fantastic result.
So what was the one takeaway you left with people who were coming in, getting inspired and wanting to build the apps for the first time?
I mean, it was how easy it was to start with, how easy it is to go file a new project and have a good looking app. But also, you know, we did say, you know, just keep those rules in mind, follow the rules, do break them, break the rules to make your app unique, but have the basis in those rules, and that was the takeaway, I think, yeah.
And
you've
done a lot of work with mobile platforms and phones.
Yep.
Did you cover off moving from, say, a phone environment to Windows 8 and what
was
different?
We didn't in the session. We have done that, but we didn't. This session was all about Windows 8. But all that stuff around design principles and guidelines and even the font sizes and spacing is pretty much the same between phone and Windows 8. So, yeah.
So why should people care about apps?
Selfishly, money.
Yeah.
Like I say, it's incredibly fun and incredibly easy to do, but I think the Windows 8 platform in terms of potential earning is on par with or, you know, exceeding anything that's come before. So, you know, the gold rush we saw with Apple apps is just going to be completely repeated with Windows 8 apps.
So you've got a few ideas in the pipe that you're going to...
We've got more than ideas. More than ideas. We're partway through building our own apps. So a lot of the work we do is for, you know, like local companies, or international companies, porting apps or building apps for them for Windows 8. We get paid for the services. But at the same time, during our downtime or at home, we're building custom apps that we'll sell as well.
So we'd expect to see some of those in the store.
Absolutely.
Very soon.
Definitely, yeah.
Well, thanks, Ben, and enjoy TechEd.
Thank you.
And we'll catch up with you later.
Cheers, thanks, Mike.